Allow yourself to receive higher assistance. So higher assistance is accompanying your every movement, your every delight, your every exchange your every exchange with consciousness. So everything we're receiving, we're unfolding, we're experiencing, we're delighting ourselves with, is taking us into a new presence of sunshine. So when I'm saying sunshine, there's that kundalini serpent that's sort of been hanging out lately. So we want to remember that we're evolving as a species, and we're doing it quite essentially. In other words, it's already in our midst. We're not waiting for the delivery. The delivery is upon us, and we're processing it. We're allowing it. They're saying allowing it to dictate our every advancement. So in other words, what we see is what we get, and we're shifting what it is we're seeing, what it is we're consenting to, what we're allowing, what we're taking in. What we're taking in is our brilliance. We want to remember that there's no reality in the outer that's separate from the inner. So what we look upon in the outer really has to do with what we're consenting to within our own realized essence. So the more that we consent to love, the more that we consent to the transference of jubilation, without sin, without prejudice. So in other words, without the ego, without the chastisement, without the rule book, without the punitive damage, like right, wrong, good, bad. So what we're doing is we're releasing that entire engagement. So that's how significant our current interaction is, our current initiation is that we're really taking a major step up in evolutionary processing. So this is very important that we understand how much we're taking on, how much we're on the move. So on the move is the key, because we're moving in consciousness, we're moving in agreement. And so the agreement is, they're saying, like, for which we stand, like, what are we pledging to? What are we standing for? What are we entitled for? Because if we're seeing with judgment, if we're seeing with resistance, if we're seeing with anything other than love, then we're forgetting our true entitlement. So as we will receive ourselves truly, to receive ourselves truly is really to welcome everything in with open arms. Everything in with open arms, because this is going to indicate our true relevance of delight. In other words, that's how we take ourselves back, with open arms, without prejudice, without category inference. So in other words, this part's good, this part I'm still rejecting, versus I receive God in its holy remembrance. So remember, we are God, we are divinity. And so we're playing out in the shadows. In other words, it's almost like, can you find me? Like hide and seek. Can you find me everywhere? Can you remember my truth, my engagement, my light? So as we will serve one master, they were saying two masters not, but I kind of like just updated it to one master. So I'll go back to what they actually said. As we will serve two masters not. Two masters is I have a beautiful meditation, I'm in light, but now I'm back to my regular programming and having like the war of the worlds. So what we're doing is we're releasing that old paradigm, and we're moving into heavenly bliss, because as everyone's touched with the light, as we only receive everything with the light, we are stirred into our true assembly. In other words, we identify with our master essence, our master self, our ascended self. So this is a very real attraction. In other words, it's there. It's there for the receiving. It's there for the engaging. It's there for the entitlement. It's there for due exposure. So as we will receive our holy entitlement, entitlement is just waiting a line. It's your turn. Here you go. Here you go. And so it's sort of like, here you go. It's being placed upon you. And here you go. You integrate it and you move with that accelerated intention, that accelerated vision, that accelerated, they're saying like tutorial, because we understand what that means. So tutorial is the light is upon us and it's tutoring us. It's educating us. It's showing us. It's lifting us up into true self-realization. So we want to really understand that we don't see currently what is truly possible. So the more that we reach ahead, in other words, we're realizing that what we've seen is really past dictation. We bought into a system, and everything we've been seeing up to now has plagiarism. In other words, it's you know, confining aspects of ourselves to the dungeon. And as long as we function out of that prearrangement, of course, what we judge the world with, what we judge consciousness with, what we judge others with, is the judgment that we attend to within our own midst. So in essence, we're rejecting ourselves. So we're walking around, morning, noon, and night in pure rejection of self. And so then we try to find our higher self, our higher heart, and we show up empty-handed because we're not looking with the correct visioning. So the correct visioning is from our higher heart, our higher altar. And that already understands that we're all love. There is no judgment to be had. There's just recognition of what's possible. So as everything is received with the light, as we receive ourselves with the light, that's when we introduce ourselves to our Christ union. So this isn't like a big mystery. It's a mystery because we simply haven't attended to what's being orchestrated. So the energies that are upon us are like waking up our dormant self, so that we just sort of like, it's just like you're taking a nap and you wake up and it's like, oh, here's another state of awareness. So you're sleeping, you're in one state, you open up to an awakened state, but we're still in a dream state. So what we're doing is like we're rubbing our sleepy eyes, and in this dream state, we're releasing prejudice. Prejudice is right, wrong, good, bad, punitive damage, judgment, how the whole system functions. And so that's the old system. So remember, when we keep talking about moving from 3D to 5D, this is how we do it at last. So we really want to feel that locomotion, that these energies are going inside of us, that they're stirring us, that they're waking us up. So remember, you're sleeping, you're awake, but you're still in a sleep state in the 3D. So then we're rubbing our eyes, we're waking up to higher attunement, we're releasing the old paradigm of prejudice. Prejudice is we walk around judging things, and that's the whole system. So again, we're waking up to our true regard, where we receive everything with love. So how we're receiving life, how we're receiving consciousness in the outer, is how we're receiving ourselves. So to receive ourselves with light, to receive ourselves with love, to receive ourselves with true remembrance, is we wake up and serve that higher master. So now we're in 5D, and again, it's already here. We're simply adjusting it. We're joining with it. So out of this holy convenience, in other words, we're establishing our new remembrance out of that love. It doesn't mean that there isn't a higher behavior or whatever it is, but when we receive the energy, the consciousness, the truth with delight, it is stirred. So it's sort of like, oh, wait a minute, I can function out of a higher frequency. Thank you for reminding me. So what we remind to the outer, what system we're using, how we're receiving life, of course, we're reminding ourselves. we're returning to our inner temple. We're returning to our inner placement. So each of us have been programmed from long ago, in other words, when we took this life, to remember, bring together our holy remembrance. And so they're showing me third eye chakra, because all of our spiritual gifting is being self-activated as we will remember our true self. So this is where true life begins, where we walk in solidarity of faith. In other words, we're not rejecting anything, we're welcoming everything. And so this is where we tune into our heart-centered consciousness and we arrive home. So you're not waiting for every other aspect of the one Christ self to arrive home. You're not waiting for anyone else to get it. You're arriving early. So they use the word early, so we give ourselves the permission slip. So we give ourselves love's advantage. Like, we're not waiting for the new cycle to change at all, to wake up to the mystery of faith. In other words, returning to our true life. So this is where glory to God in the highest, like, all is available to us. Miracles are available to us. They're saying tonight. Is that early enough for everybody? Tonight. Of course, it could be right now, but they're giving us just a couple of hours so that we feel like, okay, we're doing our due diligence. So this is what's upon us. This is what's stirring us. This is what's advancing us. This is what is surrounding us. This is what's educating us. So remember that word tutorial that they used presently. So that tutorial is very essential. We're residing with our master self and we're receiving that tutorial in our very midst. So pick your favorite master. They're saying pick your master self, and you're receiving that tutorial, meaning you're receiving the true instruction of life, where all is one and one is all, because we're all divinity, we're all love. And so we've been functioning out of this old programming matrix, whatever you want to call it, but this is these indicators, these messengers have been introduced to our consciousness to lift us up, to lift us up. And so we understand how in the thick we've been in it, that we've heard all this new information and we're still believing in suffering. So this is where one by one, it's sort of like Joshua, you know, follow me, drop and follow me. Joshua, really, our own Christ self, follow me, wake up to the truth of yourselves in the here and now, in the full broadcast, in the full pre-arrangement. So they're saying the pre-arrangement so that we understand that system of glory to God is already amongst us. So allow yourself to receive that true, that glory to God, our God self, our Christ self, our divine self, our Buddha self, our I am presence. I am that I am. I am that I am. I am that I am. There's no ego. The ego is the false self. It's just the absence of the love that is our true essence. So it's the belief that we could actually possibly be anything than love, that we could possibly function out of any provisions other than our true realized self. So allow that to take hold, allow that to ignite new beginnings. New beginnings is your next divine step. Your next divine step is in your very midst. So when we allow that to take hold with delight, we assert our own indicators, our own intention, our own will. And we take our place card and we place it with thy will. Thy will is our higher self's will. They're saying this is very, very relevant, because we have some fear of, like, some system beyond us that we don't really trust. So we're trusting the system that's actually part of us. So your I am presence, your higher self, your divine self. So this is what we're coming into full alignment with. So allow that to be true. Allow that to reach you. Allow that to reach you. Allow, just imagine there's a phone you're picking up. There's a text you're going to read. There's a feeling. There's a song. There's a first impression that you're being guided. Remember the tutorial. And allow yourselves to be lifted up, meaning I can receive it. I can see clearly now, like I'm close enough. I'm close enough. I can reach it. And they're saying first impressions count. Permit yourself to reach. Permit yourself to advance. Permit yourself to see. Permit yourself to let go of the belief of prejudice. Prejudice being right, wrong, good, bad, judgment, separation. Because we're in the process of relieving ourselves of this whole system, this whole paradigm. We each have strength amongst many. In other words, we each have incredible, they're saying that's my linear word, they'll get back to me on that one. I use the word incredible because we still don't think it's credible. We don't still think it's possible. So they're sort of pointing that out to me. So again, we have the strength in numbers. So the strength in numbers is each time we wake up, each time we agree to a further entitlement of self, we sort of pass that on. It's sort of like, here's what I'm adding to the pool. Here's what I'm adding to the collective. So every time we shine the light, meaning every time someone awakens, and they really do mean awaken, it just helps everyone else. It's like, ooh, that really helped. Thank you. So each of us are waking up from our dormant self. Each of us are being revived. Each of us are exploring new consideration. And allow that to be an easy reach. Like, I can reach it. I can touch it. I can follow it. I can feel it. I can believe it's possible for me. Allow the shifts to take place early. You're not sitting having a debate with someone else. You're simply proceeding, delighting, engaging, assimilating, self-promoting, advancing. Receive, receive, receive. And now hold that faith and intention that it's already done. It's already signed, sealed, and agreed upon. It already is. It's already been activated. Your new life is amongst you. That new step has already been decided upon. So we're deciding upon it early and allowing it strength, allowing it clear vision, allowing it to receive our light, allowing our higher self to come to order. Come to order meaning fully consume us, fully direct us, fully inspire us, fully be us, allowing the 5D that we speak of, that place of certainty. They're saying certainty because we're certain to arrive, to already be, to already exist in our very midst. So I'm receiving everyone. I'm receiving everyone in their Merkaba. So I have all these beautiful Merkabas just all around, fully lit, fully engaged, ready to self-activate, ready to know the truth of self. Receive. Take a moment to allow that alignment to feel even stronger, even more certain, without any pause. I don't have to look back at my shoulder to look at my linear plan. It can just evaporate. I don't need it anymore. I'm already aligned with my higher truth. And so it is.